Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Epistle of James, and now we're starting the next to last chapter. We're in chapter 4. Chapter 3 ended with a call to wisdom, and the wisdom that comes from above, that is peaceable, it is righteous, it is gentle, it is meek. It sows a harvest of righteousness, and it's sown by those who make peace. But now he moves to the negative side, that is the earthly wisdom, the demonic wisdom of selfish ambition and vile practices that brings disorder and brings conflict in place of peace. And therefore, he now describes its effect in chapter 4 and verse 1. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? Well, here James is telling us, I want you to look out in the landscape of life. I want you to see how people are living their life. Do you see the quarrels? Do you see the conflicts? Of course, quarrels and conflicts move into violence, and violence moves into outright war. Now, are there times when someone has to go to war under the authority of the government that God has appointed to bear the sword in order to defend people for righteous reasons? Yes. But what we're looking at here is not the war that comes from a righteous, just war under the authority of a government. What we're looking at is personal conflict that emanate from personal quarrels. And he says, let me tell you where that comes from. The war outside of you, quarrels and conflicts, began because you lost the war inside of you. The war inside of you were sinful passions that were at war within you, he says. And because you lost that war, now there's a war outside of you. Now you have brought war upon others. And you've brought war upon others because your passions are at war within you, and they have conquered you. Therefore, what they are passionate about, you now move into life in order to obtain it, no matter what the cost is to other people. So, friends, spiritual warfare is very simply this. It is the warfare within our soul and our heart that leads to physical warfare outside of us. Now, maybe not a war like a nation against a nation, but a war against other people. A war that is fought with tools of quarrel and slander and gossip and destruction. A war taught with the verbal sword of the tongue. And that slices into the lives of other people and destroys them and their families and what they love and what's dear to them. And it's all because they're in our way. They're in the way of us fulfilling our passions and desires. So how do we stop those conflicts outside of us, those wars with other people, verbal and physical wars, emotional wars that are so destructive? How do we stop those? Well, we stop those by winning the war inside of us. And the war inside of us is to kill the old man with its passions and desires every single day. And the reason you kill the old man is not to be saved, but because you love your Savior, who died for your sins. Therefore, you don't want to live in sin. And the way that you get rid of sin is to get rid of the sin that's living in you, the passions and the desires. And so you go to war against it in order to deal with it and to destroy it. So let me encourage you this day. First of all, come to Christ. And when you've come to Christ, now go to work killing the old man with its sinful passions. And when you kill the old man and you win that war in the power of the Spirit with the truth of God's Word, you'll then bring the fruit of the Spirit. And now we're back to sowing peace and the harvest of righteousness. But if you don't, then the passions are going to be directed by the wisdom of the world. And the wisdom of the world leads you to fights, leads you into conflict. And that is destructive to others, destroying the other lives around you and destroying your own at the same time. So let's win the war within. And may God receive all the glory, and may we enjoy the fruit of wisdom in Christ. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.